This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Voters in Columbia decided on new city council members, school board officials, and school district funding in yesterday's municipal elections. In Columbia, Michael Trapp won the second ward city council race with 44% of the vote against opponents Mike Atkinson and Bill Pauls. Columbia member Barbara Hoppe handily won re-election in the 6th Ward race with 62% of the vote against her opponent Bill Tillotson. Christine King won re-election in Columbia's school board race with 42% of the vote. Paul Cushing was also elected to the school board, taking in 21%. Two ballot measures that would fund Columbia Public Schools won approval by voters. 56% of voters approved a bond issue that would fund new construction and other improvements, while a tax levy increased aid operational costs received a yes vote from 61% of voters. In Hallsville, Sherry T. Reich took in 24 more votes than her opponent, incumbent Benjamin Austin, to become the city's next mayor. In Jefferson City, Larry D. Henry Jr. won the four-way race for the 5th Ward seat on the city council. Jefferson City also elected three other city council members, J. Rick Mihalovic, Bob Scrivener, and Carrie Carroll, who all ran unopposed. Tune in at 8:20 this morning for more extensive coverage of yesterday's elections in Boone County, or visit KBIA.org for more information. A resolution voicing support for embattled homeowners at the Lake of the Ozarks was passed unanimously on Tuesday by a Missouri House committee. Last year, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, issued an order that more than 4,000 homes, decks, and other structures along the lake did not conform to Ameren Missouri's land usage plan. The St. Louis-based utility operates Bagnell Dam, which was built on the Osage River in the 1930s. GOP House member Darrell Pollack chairs the House Utilities Committee.
It just sends a signal to Congress that, hey, look, we're very keenly aware of that issue at the Lake of the Ozarks. I, as a state rep, I visit with homeowners down there because part of my district's in Camden County.
The resolution calls for all parties involved to cooperate on a shoreline management plan that will respect the rights of Missouri property owners. A Missouri House committee has endorsed a second attempt to place a photo ID requirement for voters on the 2012 ballot. The measure passed Tuesday by the House Elections Committee would write a new ballot summary for a proposed constitutional amendment. A Cole County judge struck down the original summary last week. At issue is a measure that would amend the Missouri Constitution to allow lawmakers to require voters to show government-issued photo identification at the polls. Cole County Circuit Judge Pat Joyce struck down the summary prepared by lawmakers, in part because it referred to it as the, quote, Voter Protection Act. That wording did not actually appear in the text of the measure. The newly proposed ballot summary removes that reference. And Senator Claire McCaskill is launching a statewide tour, beginning with a stop in St. Louis and eventually getting to Columbia. The Democrat will appear at 11:30 a.m. Wednesday at Crown Mart BP station in St. Louis. She calls it her, quote, Fighting for Fairness tour, and says she is standing up for Missouri families struggling with rising gas prices and high living expenses. She also faults what she calls an unfair tax code that favors the wealthy. The tour will also include stops in the Kansas City and Springfield areas. Another workers' compensation bill is moving forward in the Missouri General Assembly. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the House gave first-round approval to its version of the bill more than 2 weeks after Governor Jay Nixon vetoed the Senate version.
The main difference between the two bills is that the House version includes a proposed fix for the state's second injury fund, which is in the red by about $160 million. The sponsor, Republican Dave Schatz of Franklin County, says the bill would tighten eligibility requirements for second injury fund claims.
We have currently about 16,000 pending cases that have not been adjudicated that are racking up interest as we speak. That are going to be a cost ultimately at some point in time if we don't address that.
Opponents argued that removing the cap and allowing the market to determine the second injury fund surcharge businesses have to pay is the only way to save the fund. The bill needs one more House vote before moving to the Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Governor Nixon will lead a delegation of business and manufacturing leaders to Brazil later this month. The governor says he plans to sign an agreement with the governor of Sao Paulo, Brazil's largest state, to open and expand new markets for Missouri businesses. Nixon touted recent statistics that show Missouri's export market is improving.
In 2011, Missouri businesses set an all-time record for selling Missouri-made goods and products around the world. $14.1 billion of sales of Missouri products. $14.1 billion. I can say it again, $14.1 billion. That's a lot of sales, folks.
The governor said he will also meet with high-ranking officials in Brazilian commerce, industry, and defense in his attempt to increase Missouri exports to the South American nation. The Lake of the Ozarks Police Department is looking to hire one more officer. Police Chief Mark Maple says the demand for police has increased over the years and that this was the perfect time to add one more person to his staff. He says that he doesn't want people to think that police services only involve crime.
We do so many things, at least in this city, that are not necessarily crimes, but they're calls for service. For instance, we do lockouts. For instance, you know, when people lock their keys in their car, we try to get into them for them.
There are currently 11 officers on the police staff, including the chief. The Lake of the Ozarks Board of Aldermen will need to approve the addition before anyone is hired. Chief Maples is hopeful the department will get more answers at the next board meeting on April 10th. A proposal to limit teen access to tanning beds has divided Missouri House members over rival concerns about cancer and government mandates. Legislation by Republican Representative Gary Cross of Lee's Summit would require parental permission for anyone younger than 18 to use a tanning facility. Supporters cited concerns that excessive tanning causes cancer, but some other Republicans said the bill represents excessive government intrusion on individual freedoms. The legislation was set aside Tuesday without receiving a vote. More than 30 states have laws requiring parental consent for teens to use tanning beds, and more than 10 states forbid tanning beds for teenagers of certain ages. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.